Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in the studio this morning, in a very full studio, I have Amy Ainsley, one of the coaches of the Sitka DDF team, as well as competitors Felix, Sam, and Maya, all here in preparation for another state tournament coming up at the end of the month. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This is, for folks who, for some reason, may not have heard of DDF at this point, because it's, as we were saying before we came on air, kind of Sitka's pride and joy, our Sitka DDF team. Amy, what is DDF?
Yeah, so DDF stands for Drama, Debate, and Forensics. So it is a competitive performing arts to some extent. We do debate on topics that are political, economic, foreign affairs type topics. We have drama events where people prepare monologues or duet acting. And forensics is the one that usually kind of trips people up.
Yeah, I just think of like crime scene investigation.
Yeah, no, those, not CSI. Forensics is sort of these interpretation events where students maybe write their own original speeches and deliver them, or they take sort of unconventional media forms and turn them into acting pieces like books or newspaper or radio or screenplays and stuff. So it's a combination of some speaking and acting events. But overall, it's really about sort of debate, acting, and speeches.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Being very comfortable with talking and doing things in front of large groups of
people, which is,
while art may not always be competitive in the real world, speaking persuasively and confidently in front of people is always a useful thing to have. And you three are, I guess you're kind of old hand now at within the DDF community. How long have each of you been a part of the team, and what's kind of your, if not a specialty, what's your, at least your favorite sorts of things to compete with?
Yeah, I guess I'll go first. I've been on the team. I'm a junior now. I've been on the team since my freshman year when I first moved to Sitka. I'd say probably for me, I sort of came here as the debate ambassador almost. I do debates, and I think my other main event is my extemporaneous speaking, where I get a topic half an hour before I speak, and then I write a speech about it and then give it memorized. Yeah,
This is my second year on DDF. I'm a senior right now, and probably my main event is just like partner acting. Mm-hmm. I really love going out there with a buddy and just making people laugh.
That is awesome.
This is also my second year on the team as a senior now. My favorite events are all acting events. I don't do a lot of debate or speeches, but that's really fun. I'm really liking our readers this year, and last year's we did really well. We won state with it. So I really like that event too.
Awesome. So is there usually a crossover between folks who are doing debate versus doing the reader's theater or the duet acting? Do you typically have people who do both?
Yes. So for a lot of the debaters, because we have to bring three events to state, we do events across the board. Some tend to stick to forensics and do mostly speeches. But, you know, I have a duo with Sam that's been doing really well this year. We had a command at regionals, and we're very excited to see where it's going to go. And that's another acting piece. And, you know, we have other people on the team that, you know, do things all across the board as well.
And speaking of regionals, you swept regionals. So when did that take place, and how was that competition?
The last weekend in January.
Okay.
And it was hosted by Thunder Mountain High School in Juneau.
Got it. So for regionals, is, I guess, throughout this whole competition this year, are the different pieces that you are performing, is this something that you've been working on since the start of the season? So these are things that you've slowly been tweaking throughout?
Yes. Yeah, DDF season starts pretty much as soon as the school year starts. So you get your piece, you get a general idea of what you want to do right off the bat, and you just have the rest of the season to work on it, refine it, polish it, and just be the best you can be by the time you get to state.
Awesome.
Yeah, and if for debate, we get a new topic every month.
Okay.
So we do, that one was one we worked on for, you know, 3 weeks, I think, actually, and then got on it. But, you know, for our, you know, acting pieces especially, it's a very long process to get it perfect for state.
Yeah, to really hone it in, because, I mean, states, that's the big thing. And you guys have, I mean, no pressure or anything, but the SICK DDF team has won state for the last 6 years in a row. So don't screw it up or anything. And also, I guess we were saying, like, watch your back. Like, I'm sure, like, SICK rolls up and they're like, oh no, they're here. Which is kind of a cool power trip to have. But going into state, is there, what are the pieces that each of you are bringing to the competition? Is there one that you're particularly excited about?
I'm bringing, everyone can only bring three pieces. So okay. I'm bringing my readers, my duet, and my HI, my humorous interpretation. I'm really excited for all of those. I'm excited. I mean, Sam is here. She's in my readers with me. I'm really excited to perform with her, and I really hope that we do well. And my partner, or my duet partner, Rihanna, our pieces, I really like it as well. I'm excited to perform that with her, and my HI is really funny and silly, and I think it's a fun piece.
Excellent. Yeah. How about you, Sam?
Yeah, two of my partners are here with me. Maya's in my readers, and Felix is in my duo. And my third partner is Sally. We've got a duet, and all of my pieces I really love. They're all so funny, and I really can't wait to perform them.
Awesome. How about you, Felix?
So I'm bringing my duo with Sam, and then I'm doing extemporaneous commentary foreign. So I'll be talking about foreign political issues, economic issues, okay, in the international stage, and that's just all across, you know, different parts of the globe. And then I'll also be doing debate, which I have a little anxiety about because me and my partner Jameson Dunn won state last year, so that's a lot of pressure coming into this year.
You set your own bar.
Yes,
okay.
As sophomores. So now, you know, next 2 years, it's a lot of pressure, but I'm very excited. I mean, we work great together, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Awesome. And are the pieces that you're bringing to state, are they going to be part of this upcoming showcase for the community to see?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I know for sure Felix and I will be performing, and I'm pretty sure our readers will also be performing. Yeah.
You'll see it all. We will do all of our different pieces across the board, except for debate, because it's a hard format to fit into an hour long, sort of special when it comes to all the different things we're doing.
It's a kind of a niche audience.
Our format is about 45 minutes long for a full debate, so that would take up an entire show. So
not quite the fun entertainment what we're hoping for. Not to say your arguments aren't delightful, if that even can be said about an argument. But the showcase coming up, that's next Tuesday the 21st at the Performing Arts Center.
Correct, yeah.
Doors are at 6. Performance starts at 6:30. And this is a free event that's just basically for the whole community to get a preview of what you're bringing to state. And state is like immediately after that. This is kind of like the last big hurrah before heading up to Anchorage.
How
are y'all feeling about it?
Well, speaking for myself and probably most of the team, I'm kind of nervous. I mean, obviously we're all excited. This is what we've been working for all year, but definitely the nerves are there.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Definitely, like, same for me. Like, I'm super excited, but it's also, like, kind of going to be a bit of a sad moment. Like, it'll be fun. I hope we do well, but then, like, I'm a senior. It'll be my last meet and, like, my last year of debate or DDF, like, with this team. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, what is, I mean, with winning state 6 years in a row, what's the secret sauce? What do you think makes SITKA DDF the magical thing it is?
I think there's so many factors. I mean, I think we have some of the best coaches easily in the state.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not even close. I love all the other coaches too, but, you know, I think we got something special. And, you know, I think the community as well is somewhere where performing arts and art throughout your whole childhood is something that is valued and important. And, you know, I think Amy can speak to, you know, sort of like a legacy, you know, keeping revolving team. And
yeah, so I think one of the really cool things being a coach now is that I did DDF when I was in high school. Our other coach, Christian Litton, who's the head coach of the program, he also did DDF when he was here at SITKA High. And so our program has really long-standing legacy, and it had a very solid foundation with Stacey Woolsey being the coach for many, many years. And, you know, DDF is one of those activities where there's a lot of sort of observation involved, because the idea of competitive performing and competitive acting is a little bit hard to wrap the mind around sometimes. Right. And with each, you know, we sometimes have 20 to 25 kids on our team, each doing at least three pieces.
Wow.
You know, we as coaches can't always get our eyes on everything, especially early in the season. So we really depend on our upperclassmen to demonstrate and to show for our underclassmen what success in DDF looks like. And so it's this virtuous cycle where you have a strong team and it just kind of continues to feed the up and coming. And we haven't had these kind of big boom and bust cycles that a lot of other teams have experienced. So the legacy that's been created, the community awareness and support for the program, and just the, you know, overarching, you know, sort of character of our community in terms of, you know, supporting performing arts, I think are all really important factors. And we have the best kids. SipKids got the best kids.
Both sides. Clearly, I've knowing Amy and Christian both personally, like, I know even outside of practice, I still see y'all on your cell phones and, you know, sending little memes back and forth, like, for the whole team. I know, I guess Christian does a lot of communication via memes in some of your in sending gifts in some of your communication. So there's a true caring and camaraderie, and with the, like, I think the longest season of any activity in the school district, it's a pretty tight-knit team, so that definitely shows too when you have that much, like, mentorship and caring throughout the whole experience. That's pretty cool stuff that you guys got going on. And unfortunately we're out of time this morning, but break a leg, best of luck at state coming up at the end of the month. This coming Tuesday, the 21st, folks from Sitka can see some of the pieces that you'll be bringing to the competition. That's at the Performing Arts Center. Doors at 6:00, a free event, though, if you want to help support the team, that's always, I'm assuming.
But donations welcome.
Donations are always, always very welcome. Excellent. Well, thank you, Amy, Felix, Sam, and Maya, for coming in this morning for DDF.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you so much.